the Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the happier half an hour. We got like half an hour left. It rolls on. I got Dominic as my co-devil, you on the phones as well. 844-967-2789. And Dom, before I give you an update on the state of fascism here in the state of Wisconsin, I understand you've got a fascist update from the Cheeto Messiah.
He has spoken, so say we all, from the Raw story, a quote from the Orange
Jesus.
How'd
you beat me to the Raw story, man?
Man, here's what the Trumpster had to say today. Congratulations and thank you to Robin Voss, Speaker of the Wisconsin State Assembly, and State Assemblywoman Janelle Brangen, Chair of the Committee on Campaigns and Elections, for standing by highly respected Justice Michael Gableman on the incredible findings just announced on election fraud in the great state of Wisconsin. Trump said, referring to Gableman as highly respected, even though he's received harsh criticism for running the most racist ad in the history of Wisconsin politics. Trump concluded that there can only be a decertification of electors, even though that's not legally possible, and would not change the fact that Biden won the 2020 election and is president. A continuing quote. I feel confident that Robin will exercise his moral duty to follow up on Justice Gableman's findings, in addition to announcing that they will stay in session and take action to get rid of ERIC and the WEC, which have done some very bad things and made review very difficult, also noted by the Legislative Audit Bureau. Based on the Gableman report, I would imagine that there can only be a decertification of electors.
Well, I love that he arrives at the same conclusion as Gableman and now attributes these findings to Voss as well, who I thought was on the other side of this issue, but just trying to pacify the man.
Concludes.
You go. Let's hear the conclusion.
This is one of the biggest stories of our generation, even though the fake news media will try and play it down as much as they can. Trump said, even though he has yet to present any evidence of fraud widespread enough to change the election results. Numerous other states are likewise finding large-scale election fraud and irregularities, the former leader of the free world falsely claimed. Interesting time! Exclamation point. Yeah, so Trump, I guess apparently now what? The Republicans in the state of Wisconsin that they've checked out for the year? Like
They already made the announcement.
No. Trump feels confident that they're going to come back and deal with these very, very, very important issues.
Now, Tony Evers tried to have a special session today. And on the Senate side, LeMahieu, I didn't hear about the assembly, but one must assume they were just as rude. And they gaveled in, they gaveled out. And the question that Evers won the special session on, should Wisconsin taxpayers receive, you know, a little something back for the effort? Goonga galunga.
Got that going for
you. You know, because we got this huge surplus. Never heard that word under the last guy, right? Scott Walker never had to give back a surplus.
Ah, Scott Walker, he told you 100 times, Crudy, he solved a $3.6 billion budget deficit.
Well, Republicans gaveled in, gaveled out today and declared they're done for the year. You know, they're still cashing checks for the year. They're just done working for the year, you know, except for the campaigning, very important campaigning to do. But, you know, you think Trump can entice them to show back up and do their freaking jobs, you know, overturn the Electoral College in the state of Wisconsin vote tally in 2020? I mean, they've been tasked. The emperor.
I mean, he was, you know, Robin Voss has been mentioned multiple times in this statement by Donald Trump by name, saying that he should exercise his moral duty. It's a moral duty, Speaker Voss.
Well, that's where, you know, that's where you're going to find Robin's got a little shortfall.
Him and
morals.
Trump.
If that's the standard, Robin's not going to have a special session.
The biggest stories of our generation. Literally, I mean, the judge reviewing the open records case in the state of Wisconsin as it pertains to the special counsel Gableman that Trump was referring to, looked at all the data that he's going to release coming up soon and said there's nothing there. There's no investigation, let alone any proof of the accusations that Gableman is making. I mean, this is quoted today, the judge who saw the documents. And here's Trump saying, this is one of the biggest stories of our generation. I mean, it's so disconnected.
Well, apparently there were rants against the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Mark Zuckerberg, and the star of the 1987 film Predator, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What?
It's
Come
not
on.
A tumor. No statute prohibits the release of passwords. They apparently also emailed over a password for the Dropbox, you know, the secure Dropbox with evidence. And the judge said, Remington, no statute prohibits the release of passwords, and the public has no interest in keeping its government's irresponsible digital security a secret. So in other words, you know, the
Your
emails,
SOL.
Well, all the way around their SOL. That is not even the only ruling of that sort against the fascism in the state of Wisconsin. You remember Preen, the guy that refuses to vacate his seat on the DNR board?
Oh, yeah.
And he refuses to release any of the public records, claims, well, I'm a volunteer, so therefore I'm not subject to open records laws. Case went against him as well today. A case seeking to require the Natural Resources board member, Frederick Preen, turn over his text messages related to his refusal to step down from the board will move forward, a judge ruled Tuesday, dismissing an attempt by Preen's attorney to throw the case out. In a February 21st hearing, Preen's lawyer argued the Natural Resources board member wasn't a public official because he's a volunteer, not paid for the time he spent serving on the board that he refuses to leave.
He's squatting.
You're not even getting paid. That's the worst part. Just leave.
Well, he's not getting paid by the state. He's probably getting paid by someone.
Well, you think that's in the text messages? You think he's got
a contract
for $11,000 a month?
I mean, why even be secret about it? Just put that out in the open. I mean, if Voss and Gableman can get away with it,
come on,
everybody
Voss
should
Gableman,
be getting
The guy was acting
contracts.
Without a contract. They didn't even sign the contract before he dropped the report. They waited for the report. That crap sandwich nothing burger. You know, not exactly in the words of Judge Remington, but I paraphrase.
Pretty close.
But he basically said, you've got nothing. Well, anyways, Midwest Environmental Advocates, the group that filed the suit, this one against Frederick Preen, you know, the little fascist that won't leave the DNR board, argued that Preen is a public official. And apparently, Judge Everett Mitchell on Tuesday agreed with the advocacy organization, saying that Preen's tenure on the board has a relationship to state natural resource policy decisions, the decision-making process, and the governor's ability to appoint new members to the Natural Resources Board. You're a public figure in that you won't leave if nothing else. That kind of
well,
sucks.
Well, you can't have it both ways. I mean, you can't say you're a volunteer, because if you're a volunteer, the DNR board would just simply say, well, your volunteerism is no longer required. Please leave. I don't know why then it's just locked the guy's changed the locks on his office from day one.
Well, he's only staying, according to him, right, Don? Because, you know, they've got to what? Vote in the Senate that's off for the rest of the year. Unless they come back for a special session, not to give us back our tax dollars, as Tony Evers would request, but, of course, to do the bidding of Donald Trump. How long do you think we'll hear? You think it'll be today, tomorrow? The special session. Republicans have changed their mind.
Oh,
they're coming back one more time.
Come on. I don't buy it.
And they're doing a special session to vote on overturning the Electoral College and the 10 electoral votes for Joe Biden. Do it. Do it.
Speaking of Schwarzenegger, do it. Come on. Do it now.
I'd like to see that. So anyway.
What a disgrace. I mean, are you freaking kidding me? So they won't come into session to deal with a surplus. And of course, with rising gas prices and all the things going on right now with inflation and so forth, you know, people could use a few bucks. They won't come in to do that, to deal with the constituency, with their constituents, with the voters, with the citizens of the state of Wisconsin. But they might consider. I mean, the leader of the Republican Party and the 2024 presumed nominee is specifically requesting the Assembly Speaker of the state of Wisconsin to, although they gavel out for the rest of the 2022 year, to have them come back and overturn the election. I'm really looking forward to see how Voss handles this request.
Well, it'll be more per diem for everybody, Doug. per diem where the real money's made in politics. Just ask Abelman.
Right.
844-967-2789.
Oh my
I wonder if he's
dude.
Got that in the new contract, like all travel. You know, any scrap of paper I give you is good enough. Pay me.
Pay me. Well, it's still got to get past the Wisconsin Department of Revenue and the IRS. And if you're writing that stuff off, I mean, it's one thing to get compensated for, but is it not then, if you can't write it off, is it then not then declared as income?
Well, you think he shouldn't be paid for his drive up to the Chippewa Falls Republican Party meeting where he called for Senator Kathy Bernier's resignation.
The Republican?
Because how dare she challenge him? And of course, on the Republican side, the Republican controlled Wisconsin Senate today, a resolution put forth by Tim Carpenter to audit the investigator. And three Republicans, including Kathy Bernier, they were all down for that. And of course, that was shelved. That's not going to happen.
Well, maybe we'll get around to it next year when they get
so
back to work.
We give you no public records. The man's not under contract.
He didn't do anything. I mean,
he
literally
didn't do anything.
Right.
Literally, according to the judge, there was no investigation undertaken. No actual investigation. Or what? He's withholding records, perhaps, from the judge. You know, they've already been fined for this.
Yes. Yes.
Which I'm sure at some point he's going to hand a slip back to Voss, and we, the taxpayers, will end up paying his fine, or, you know, he'll find some other expense
or
$999.
Or as Trump would put it, the highly respected Justice Michael Gableman.
Do you think the RNC will also pay Gableman's legal tab? No, that's we, the taxpayers. Let's get to the phones. Jake from Milwaukee. You're up, man. Say hi to my little buddy, Dominic.
Hey, what's going on, Jake?
Oh, Dom. Who's this Dom guy?
Yeah, I know,
hear a
right?
bunch of, like, righteous indignation.
I got plenty for everybody. I got enough to go around, Jake.
You have it saved it so much up, it's still going on right now from being off the air.
Righteous indignation and lots of white girl problems.
Yeah. So I heard Gableman is getting prima noctem, actually, from the legislature. I think they could legislate that for Gableman.
That's the third word today I've been stumped on. What does that mean?
That means he has the right to sleep with any woman on her first night of marriage. That would overturn everything if that was true.
That's like the British soldier thing back in the day, right, Jake?
Yeah, that was in Braveheart, actually.
Well, be careful, Voss, because, you know, you might be moving on from 4 to 5 any day now.
Well, I was just saying about the Wisconsin Republicans, they're just useless unless you're rich. But I just, two things. CJ, has he been calling? Because Gary's back on, and have they start fighting? Who is the best right-wing caller?
Who's the biggest troll? CJ's been off for a couple days. I like it like that. Let's not encourage him.
Okay. No, they should both call out at the same time and contradict each other. It'd be great. And the other thing, this whole Gableman thing is about one and one thing only, saving Voss's hide. Because he is the biggest one of the biggest slime ball politicians we have in the state. And that's all it's about. It doesn't matter. He just wants to give some red meat to the liberal haters.
Jake, we got like a minute left. I mean, okay. That's the calculation. I would agree with you there, but do you think that he is regretting that now?
Today?
Because his supporters.
How about on
are
special
idiots.
Session day? Will he regret it then?
No. Very special session day. That's it. Very special session. All they need is to get to own the libs, and the supporters don't care. Period.
When do you think he'll, Jake, appreciate you listening, man. Thanks for the call. Dom, when do you think Voss will, you know, roll out the vote to repeal the Wisconsin Constitution? Because it's going to get in the way of this other little action
just
they're trying
instill
to undertake.
His Highness Donald Trump. I don't know, by the end of the week.
Come back with us. You know, we'll be doing this all week long for Devil's Advocates.